Chapter 4. The Long, Cold Winter. That winter was very cold. First, it began to snow, and then the wind came. Every time Charlie stepped outside the door, the wind felt like a knife on his face. The Bucket family were not thinking about the golden tickets anymore. They could only think about keeping warm and trying to get enough to eat. The cold wind came through the doors and the windows of their little house, and they were very hungry. But they only had cabbage to eat, sometimes with a little bread or a small potato. Charlie became thinner and thinner every day. Charlie's parents and grandparents were worried about him, and they tried to give him their food, but Charlie never took it. Every day, little Charlie walked past Mr. Wonka's huge chocolate factory on his way to school, and every day he stopped and held his nose high in the air to smell. He loved that beautiful, sweet smell of chocolate. Then, one afternoon, when it was snowing again and very cold, and Charlie was walking very slowly home from school, something happened. Charlie looked down and saw something in the snow. It was 50 pence.
"Can I take it?" thought Charlie.
He looked around him, but nobody was looking for the money. Charlie took the money from the snow and he held it in his cold hands.
"We can buy food with this," thought Charlie. "I'll take the money home to Mother, but I'm going to buy one chocolate bar first."
Charlie ran to the nearest shop and he gave the money to the shopkeeper.
"One Wonka chocolate bar, please," said Charlie.
The shopkeeper gave him a bar, and Charlie quickly opened it. He ate an enormous piece of it, and then another piece, and another piece. It was delicious.
"You needed that," said the shopkeeper kindly.
Charlie turned to go home with the money in his hand, but then he stopped. He said quietly.
"I think I'll have just one more bar."
The shopkeeper gave Charlie the bar, and Charlie opened it quickly. And suddenly, he saw some golden paper.
"It's a golden ticket!"
shouted the shopkeeper.
"You found the last golden ticket in my shop! Congratulations!"
Suddenly, there was a small group of people around Charlie.
"Where is it?"
someone shouted.
"Show us the ticket!"
"I'll give you £200 for that,"
said another voice.
"Run home now,"
the shopkeeper told Charlie.
"Quickly, and don't give that ticket to anyone."
Charlie ran home as fast as he could.